Joining us on the line is Commissioner Matt Lundy. Good morning, Matt. How are you today?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great. Have you gotten used to sort of this commissioner meeting via whatever social platform you do? It's a different way of doing meetings, isn't it?
Yes. Well, you know, we tried holding the meetings for as long as possible and, you know, trying to maintain the social distancing in our boardroom, but eventually made the move over to doing the Zoom thing. And, yeah, the Zoom's interesting for those of us who are old enough to remember the Brady Bunch, maybe Hollywood Squares or something like that. But so it kind of looks kind of odd when you see it. But still, it worked well for us last week, and we'll be doing that, obviously, for the next couple of weeks as we continue to gauge when is the proper time to come back.
Who determines where you get what square? You know, there's certain, right?
Yeah.
You're the
lower. Yeah, I guess the one. Yeah, the one you always want is in the middle, right? So maybe it's by seniority. I think the way those things normally set up is it's based upon who comes in first, I think, is the way they generally end up stacking those things. So I don't think there's any assigned a box.
Do you miss the interaction when you normally have that public time? And, you know, there's people that always have issues or things. Are they still able to bring those to the commissioners through a forum?
Well, the way that, you know, the Attorney General has, you know, weighed in on this whole thing, we realize these are unusual circumstances. So, no, there's not actually a public comment, Drake. But the thing that I've always stressed is that, you know, we have always been available and continue to be available for folks to call our offices. My office number is 329-5112, 329-5112. Email address, mlundy@lorainecounty.us, mlundy@lorainecounty.us. All they need to do is call or email us any thoughts or concerns they have, and, you know, we can always get back to them by way of phone and you know, hear what the concerns are. So that's the way, unfortunately, under these circumstances, that we have to handle it at this time.
So, Matt, some county offices are completely closed. Do you find people coming to you and asking about those departments or maybe departments you have some, you know, supervision over, but you're not directly responsible for their operations?
Right. That's something that we're constantly educating people about, what county commissioners do and what authority we have. You know, we approve budgets for the various elected officials in their departments, and then those elected officials make a determination as to how they are going to operate, and we don't have that jurisdiction. I know there's even individuals that will call me because they think we have some control over the metro parks or the county health department, whatever it may be, but they have their separate boards and their separate levies. So we don't have any jurisdiction over them as to how they operate. You know, we basically oversee community development, solid waste, visitors bureau, our collection center, maintenance, record center, those kinds of departments, and we can make determinations with those departments. But the elected officials are pretty much on their own to decide how they want to operate their departments.
At some point, things will ease up. Some things will reopen, maybe phased in. How is that process related to you? How do you get that information? How are you in the pipeline?
Well, we're always responsible for the buildings, you know, so the building being open is obviously our decision, but we've been in regular contact with various elected officials to find out how they are handling things, and then, as I said, they make their own determination. You know, we made some decisions on our own to identify some employees who could be, unfortunately, had to be sent home, unpaid leave. And, you know, as I've always said, we are very thin when it comes to the staffing that we have. So when it comes to sending anyone home, it's always difficult because everybody is essential. It's just we have some cases where during these times some responsibilities are less essential than others, but probably well over 40 individuals that are now unpaid. And then for us, the challenge was not being able to necessarily send home people with laptops to work from home. And so we had to decide which individuals actually could work from home, which ones couldn't work from home. But I think we, did the responsible thing, and we'll continue to look at where revenues are and make determinations on any additional changes that need to be made.
Yesterday, Elyria Mayor Frank Whitfield held a news conference and talked about his concerns about the potential loss or delay of revenue down the road. What about on a county level?
Well, we have the same concerns. I think it was interesting that it was probably maybe about 2 weeks ago that we were talking about probably needing to look at maybe at some point a 20% reduction across the board. We're still looking at numbers to see where we're going to be at. But I know on that same day, Governor DeWine, when he was talking, he had told all state departments to try to submit some proposals on potential of 20% reductions. As I said, we're still taking a look at the numbers, because it's going to be interesting to see how some of the CARE dollars that came back to help people get through this tough time, how those dollars are being spent, what impact that's having on sales tax. And I do know that the real estate market still seems to be doing pretty well. So we've got lots of things to examine, but I think the reality is that, it's going to take a while to jumpstart and restart the economy, and there will probably be a need for reductions along the way, but we'll huddle up with everybody and try to figure out how best to do that so that we can still deliver good services and still have a responsible impact on the financial picture.
Talking this morning with Commissioner Matt Lundy. Matt, I always enjoy following you on Facebook during the regular times when there's different events going on. You're always a good supporter of different activities, things going on in the community. So it's always interesting to see some of those places that that are happening kind of as a booster for what's happening in the county. But during these times as well, one of the things you just recently posted, and I'm just going to bring this up, is the class of 2020. You've got your senior picture there with your twin brother, Mark. Now, the only question, and people are commenting on it, wonderful hair, by the way. I'll just comment that out. My question to you is, you went with the necktie. Your brother goes with the open collar. Was there like a debate? Was this would people expect that from the two of you in that way? There's a difference I see there. I just wondered if there was any controversy going on at that point.
Yeah, I guess what's funny about that is probably all through school I was always called the serious twin. So, my brother was definitely probably more the social butterfly than I was, even though I, was quite social. But he chose not to go with the tie that year, and certainly, I think, had more of the 70s look, if you will. And I guess that was a little bit more formal for the tie. I guess I was hoping to use the picture maybe for future job interviews.
Right. Well, it's a good tie. It's a nice, hefty knot. By the way, Craig, this is the tie that you tie the big knot, and it's like having a big, huge rock under you.
Right. It was quite a hefty tie. But, posted that picture just like so many people on Facebook. And, I know yesterday was a difficult day for a lot of these graduating students, hearing that they won't be coming back for the school year. So, we had done that to support them. I mean, those are important memories in your lifetime, and it's unfortunate that they won't be able to celebrate as usual. It was nice to see the stadium lights coming on last night to help salute the class of 2020. But, the years fly by, and those were a lot of good memories. In 1978, and we did not have a one-room schoolhouse in Avon Lake, just for the record.
Right. There's at least a second room for that, too. Yes, right, exactly. But it's one of those things you look at. And, of course, every graduating class will have a different experience, and these class of 2020 certainly will. And I look forward somewhere, Craig, down the line. And, Matt, you probably think that somewhere down the line there will be this time where this class will have a reunion with some sort of graduation ceremony that will take place. It's one of those kind of stories you expect to see somewhere along the way, whether it was during a time when there was people that got sent, went off to war or something like that, got missed. The generation is going through something now that'll build character and, for the future as we move still through this really uncertain time. Matt, we appreciate your time sharing it with us this morning. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen, and thanks for all that you do to keep the community informed during these challenging times.
We do our best. Thanks very much, Matt.
Thank you.
Commissioner Matt Lundy joining us this morning here on the hotline.